Good morning, everyone. So today I am recording my article which was published in medium.com, and the topic is, are you intrinsically motivated to follow your workout schedule, part 3. Thank you for showing up to read part 1 and part 2 of the 7-part series. Thank you for listening to part 1 and part 2 from Lalita's Morning Musing podcast. I hope you are feeling great after doing that 5 or 10 minutes workout that you committed to yourself. I set the following intention for part 3. I want to share my experience on the questions I asked myself, such as, why do I want to work out? How do I keep motivated when I get the thought, hey Lalita, this is not a paid job. You don't need to work out. You don't lose anything. Why do I want to work out? As I explained in part 2 of the 7-part series, after working out in gym, I observed the following transformation in myself. It made sense for me to work out consistently as I felt good, thought clearly, and no longer felt ashamed or not good enough because I did not have a job. Instead, I was able to get a bird's eye view of my body, emotions, mind, family, relationship, environment, and ideas for possibilities. I was able to become clear of the financials, prioritize the domain needing immediate attention, keeping the biggest picture in mind. I was able to say no clearly without feeling bad or that I am denying myself or being mean to others. I felt true and authentic to my true inner self. My annual physical examination results validated my observation of my transformation and evolution. Compliments from my friends and family reassured me that I am moving in the right direction by going to gym and working out. The above mentioned facts supported me to intrinsically get motivated to work out, and my why was validated by both internal and external results I experienced. Now let's come to the next question. How do I keep motivated when I get the thought, hey Lalita, this is not a paid job, you don't need to work out, you don't lose anything? To be frank, I don't ask this question now. Yes, this question would pop up when I first started working out after I became unemployed. Following quote from Robin Sharma's book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, helped me conquest these disempowering thoughts. And the quote goes like this: I am more than I appear to be. All the world's strength and power rests inside me. This is by Robin Sharma. In the beginning, it felt untrue when I was saying this quote aloud, and also it felt egoistic. Based upon my reading the book and understanding the reasons for this quote, I considered it as a tool to cultivate my mind. I gave myself permission to try it even though it felt funny and untrue in the beginning. It didn't cost me a dime, and unless I try, I won't know if it works. I would also say the above quote in the second and the third person, which is as follows. Lalita, you are more than you appear to be. All the world's strength and power rests inside you. Lalita is more than she appears to be. All the world's strength and power rests inside her. Okay, what did I observe about myself after saying these quotes? It is now an affirmation for me. And I said this quote for about 21 days and experimented on myself. Okay, I started valuing my being every moment from the state of gratitude for being blessed with the breath of life. I never felt silly or egoistic when I said this quote. I felt thankful to the author, Robin Sharma, and thankful to the person who gifted me the book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. I started feeling less sad, and not having a job no longer felt like I lacked something. I started to feel more inspired from the lack of a job to explore different opportunities. When I explored different opportunities, my lack mentality shifted to abundance mentality. Working out became a part of lifestyle, like brushing my teeth, and such disempowering thoughts and questions started fading. What is my intention for part 4? How did I set my exercise routine? What kind of workout did I do? Based upon my experience, how can I help you in this aspect with my suggestions? Conclusion and suggestions. When you go through a major transformation, be bold to listen to your chatter. Don't be afraid. You are more than you appear to be. All the world's strength and power rests inside you. Be bold to become your own reverential, curious friend and ask, why do I want to work out? What benefits do I derive? Physically, mentally, emotionally. Ask these questions. Spiritually, I would even go further. What benefits do I derive physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, academically, in my business, as a family, in my community? So ask these questions. Be wild. Spend some time writing your answers. Very, very, very important. Value the gifts. In my case, that one book gifted by my friend helped me cultivate my mind and change my lifestyle for better. Until we meet in part 4, give yourself permission to just do that 5 to 10 minutes workout and say, hey, your name, you did it. And you deserve to feel great, and you will show up tomorrow. Have a fantastic day. I would like to give a shout out to Nicholas Rufino. I cannot pronounce it. Dos Santo, I think it's a name that I cannot pronounce correctly. I know that. For very specific and valuable article, 10 tips to improve your writing. There is so much to learn, and I hope to do that from this article. With that said, I would, suggest that you go ahead and subscribe to your Medium membership. I'm not sure, I became a member because I was getting access to only 3 articles, and then I had to become a member for $5 per month. But you are most welcome. I'm not sure whether that's the same thing for you as a reader. I'm going to post the link to this Medium article in my short description box in the podcast episode. And once again, thank you all so much for your time, for your attention, and listening to the podcast and sharing your insights. Bye bye.